Janine, can you call a roll for the Governance Committee meeting?
Okay, and this would be the folks that I CC'd. I'm, you know,
yes,
I,
that's right.
It changes from time to time. Okay.
Start with that, and we'll see who else is here.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. Alan Beek? I don't believe he's here.
No, excuse absence request for Alan because of his situation.
Okay, Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Mansoor Sabah is on our, I think he was, I don't know whether he's officially on the committee. So, anyway. Mansoor Sabah is not on. Fred Blair?
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
Present.
Hi, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Eric C. Jacobson?
Here.
Thank you. Polina Vasiliev? Rocio Rivas? Elizabeth Von Guten?
Present.
Thank you. Janine Roan is present, that's me. And Michael Novick.
Yeah, present.
Okay.
Janine.
Okay, so-
I haven't been a member. This is my first meeting, so however you record that, I just wanted you to know.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, so we have a quorum and
Ruth Trout.
Hello? Please don't talk out of turn. We have a quorum, and Janine circulated a draft agenda for this meeting. Why don't you read that for the record, Janine?
The various agenda items for this meeting.
Yeah, the agenda for this meeting, the Governance Committee meeting.
Oh, the one on KPFTX is a roll.
What's on KPFTX was a proposed agenda for the LSB meeting, but you sent around some agenda items for this meeting for our consideration as the Governance Committee meeting. There were several motions that we want to deal
Correct.
With.
So there's some potential items for the LSB to discuss. One is the revised committee policy protocol. Is attached on KPFTX. There's also, you had mentioned a motion calling on the NFC to set a timetable for a timely adoption of a budget for fiscal year 2022.
I sent that to the finance committee, but there wasn't time to deal with it. I think you can leave it aside for now.
Yeah, I had just figured because it hadn't been addressed in the Finance Committee that we may want to, just to expedite it, put it on the LSC, but that's fine. If not, we don't have to discuss it here. Then another item would be a motion to halt all third-party fundraising immediately until legal, accounting, and policy issues are resolved. I think that was through Elizabeth Von Guten. Then there is the issue of attendance protocol that has come up repeatedly at the LSC meetings about members attending partial meetings and what constitutes excused absences, etc. And then a fifth item would be the virtual meeting requirements that Elizabeth Von Guten has I have that attached as well in the email, but that there needs to be permission by the people participating, and I'm sure she can comment more about that.
So I just sent around my response to that, which I had sent to the LSB earlier, but it includes a new paragraph. So check your email. It's an attachment consent to use of electronic transmission.
Fred, did you get that, or should I forward it to Ruth? I can.
No, I sent it to Ruth and to Fred.
Okay.
What are you just referring to? Did I get what?
I sent around, I sent it to the list that Janine had used, and then when I discovered that your address was wrong, I sent it just to you in the last few minutes. It's a motion on consent to use of electronic transmissions. Just check your email.
Hey, it's from you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I see it here. Thank you.
This is Beth regarding that motion.
Yeah.
That motion does address the issues as you've described, but it also addresses the fact that it's not legal, at least according to California law, that in order to be legal, in order to take part in teleconference meetings legally, it's necessary for all participants to be audible to all other participants at all times and able to interact audibly. And we almost all meet that. And there's one member who has been taking part otherwise, but he's been present at other committee meetings audibly without any problem. And so I raise this because in order to bring ourselves into legal compliance with the current law, we need to address that with that member and any other. If anybody else wanted to try to do that, we need to explain to them that that's not actually a legal option. So when we get that far, we can discuss it.
Yeah.
More. But that's part of what brought it up.
Yeah, so I would like to address the motions that governance needs to vote on, and then you incorporate those into the LSB agenda, which is usually the main business of the governance committee. Are there other motions forthcoming from other committees? Bella, you talked about the town hall. Is there anything else we need to know about?
Yes, the town hall has been scheduled via Zoom, and it will be announced shortly on KPFK. And an email blast will be sent out, and everyone will be notified shortly with all the credentials.
And for information, what's the date of that?
I cannot understand you. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
What's the date of that town hall?
It is on Saturday the 22nd. Saturday the 22nd, 21, 3 p.m.
Of May?
This month, May, yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other committees have items that they want forwarded to the LSB?
This is Beth with an item that came up at the Programming Oversight Committee, but because we don't have clear, unconflicted, undisputed governance rules in place for who can and can't vote and what constitutes quorum and who chairs and all of that, we didn't feel free to vote on this. But I raised the issue. Just a second. I want to put it down here where I can read it to you as I say it. It's pretty brief. I proposed a motion for the Programming Oversight Committee to request that station management prioritize resumption of whatever we want to call the Nielsen ratings vital signs, or whatever, by whatever name we want to refer to those, as soon as possible. And so there was discussion of it. There was no opposition expressed, but it doesn't actually constitute a motion for lack of proper governance procedures. I don't know whether we want that to come from this committee, or I can just talk to Mo about it, because I don't think I'll get a lot of pushback there.
Mr. Chair, this is Belle.
Go ahead.
Yes, the meeting, since it was interrupted, I do not feel that anything should be coming out of the Program Oversight Committee, as there was no discussion. The discussion of programming was prevented, and anything else on the agenda that I have submitted. Therefore, it should not be coming from the Program Oversight Committee.
Okay. This is Beth. This is Beth.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I stated, that it, you know, we were not in a position to advance a motion because we weren't in a position even to convene, let alone to vote. But nevertheless, we did go ahead with extensive discussion of programming, and there are many people to bear witness for that. Bella opted out of the meeting early, so if she didn't choose to take part in that discussion, that's her prerogative. But that didn't prevent the rest of us from doing it. Thank you.
I was given a report back on that issue, and that is not so.
All right, I don't want to deal with this any further. I'm sorry. The main point is that there is no motion from the Program Oversight Committee.
Correct.
That's all we're dealing with here.
Sorry.
So I would like to turn to the membership policy proposal, which I think everybody has at this point. And let's go over it point by point and see what people think about the aspects. The first part of it is just a quote of the pertinent section of the bylaws regarding LSB advisory committees. It says any LSB can designate one or more advisory committees to serve with the pleasure of blah, 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 shall include at least two LSB members. Members affiliated with the radio station shall be eligible for appointment to a committee. And then there are various, you know, caveats that don't govern. So based on the fact that we have never really honored the previous policy that was adopted in 2016, I wrote from scratch a policy that seemed to me to correspond to what we were actually doing or had been doing. And let's just look at it. In order to regularize membership and election processes at KPFK local station board committees, LSB adopts the following policy protocol. LSB and non-LSB members who comply with these processes will be considered to be thereby appointed to said committee in accordance with Article 7, Section 10A. In adopting this policy, the LSB recognizes the following standing committees to which the below protocol applies. Governance, responsible for drafting agendas for LSB meetings and considering procedural motions, bylaws, amendments, and other similar business. Finance, responsible for working with management on budget proposals and financial evaluation. Program oversight, responsible for working with management to ensure that programming fulfills the Pacifica mission and serves the community, and that program decisions and evaluations are fair and collaborative. And fundraising, responsible for organizing and implementing the LSB's fundraising efforts. Committees to which the following membership protocol does not apply include the personnel or other special management search or evaluation committees whose membership is by election, or the outreach committee or working committee whose membership is open to all KPFK members prepared to do the work of outreach and community engagement for the station. Protocol begins. So any objections to that? Did I miss any committees that are actually functioning, LSB committees? I don't think so. Okay.
The Committee of Inclusion, I would imagine.
Committee of Inclusion is a P&D committee. It's different.
Correct. Okay.
LSB committees are generally open to listener and staff members of the KPFK in good standing to participate unless a particular meeting is in a closed session by reason of confidential and proprietary matters under consideration, or if a committee as a whole has an elected membership by virtue of dealing with confidential personnel matters. Two, meetings and methods of participation shall be posted on kpfdx.org, on the kpfk.org website, and announced at LSB meetings and on the periodic LSB reports to the listener aired on the station. That's optimistic on my part, but the PMB does mandate that now. CART announcements on air of LSB and committee meeting schedules are also desirable. Three members who wish to participate on standing open LSB committees are encouraged to attend the first three committee meetings of the year during which committee membership is established. Four, all LSB committees must have at least two LSB members. That's just taken directly from the bylaws. Five, except for committees where membership is by election, such as management, search, and evaluation committees, all LSB members up to a maximum of 12 who attend the first three meetings or any three subsequent consecutive meetings will be considered committee members in good standing and eligible to vote. So this is my first sort of policy choice or something. I said three subsequent consecutive meetings because I think you need to have some continuity of membership, and if people are dropping in and out and they attend three meetings over 7 months, I don't think that qualifies for membership, but we can discuss it. What do people think?
Michael, Bella here.
You mean just to add two?
Okay, who is the second person?
Janine.
Okay, Bella, then Janine.
Yes, that the only thing I would change is where you say desirable, that it would be desirable. That should be changed to, or you can put comma, but necessary.
Where?
That would be line number.
Yeah, that's back in two about the carts, on air carts.
Right.
My lines aren't numbered.
It's item two. It's the last word in item two about the carts.
Okay. Thank you.
On item five, what do people think about requiring three consecutive meetings, if not the first one?
Michael, this is Janine.
Yeah, so Janine, go ahead.
What I wanted to comment on.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the way this reads, and I think the big surprise when this got reviewed at the Finance Committee last month was the fact that it would only be LSC members that could vote. And what I'm finding in this sentence is it seems like only the LSC members are members. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to clarify that, because it says except for committees where membership is by election, such as management, search, evaluation committees, all LSC members up to a maximum of 12 who attend the first three meetings or any three subsequent consecutive meetings will be considered committee members in good standing and eligible to vote.
Yeah, so the non-members are in the next point, number six. I separated them out because there is a maximum. We can't have a quorum of the LSB on a committee.
So
let me just finish the sentence, Lawrence, and then I'll recognize you. I thought it was better to separate the requirements for the LSB members and the non-LSB members. Go ahead, Lawrence.
So this motion that you're amending, I call it the Lawrence motion, because there was a time that the KPFK LSB did not have listener members on committees. They purposely blocked me and I think Bella as well and some others from joining these committees and having a vote, having propriety in the process. And I will mention someone who's resting with the ancestors, and may he rest well and that his transition was good, was when Don White was the chair of the LSB. I and others engaged in public comment calling for the KPFK LSB, the open committees, to listen to members, or what you call now the public. I like to call them listener members, or non-LSB members. I would like to call them listener members, because as we all know, the reason why we have committees is so the work could get done in regards to being able for the process to continue. So I welcome this amendment by Michael. But I just want to make sure that listener members, if they happen to come to the first meeting, that and then they come to the subsequent two additional meetings, that they be enfranchised to be able to vote. And I'm also in agreement that well, the bylaws say, you know, we can't have more than 12 members on a committee because then that will constitute a LSB meeting. So in regards to that, that's all I wanted to say. I definitely want people like Ruth and people who are showing up and wanting to get in, stay engaged and enfranchised, that they help us, if you will, save the station. Right. So I welcome this this amendment to the Lawrence Rule motion that almost we had a fight to get a vote on these committees. So I just wanted to give it some context in regards to some of the history and some of what happened to be able to enfranchise now LSB members on these committees. So thank you for putting that forward, Michael.
Sure, thanks. So speaking to that and to the earlier point that Janine raised, that's item six. Any non-LSB member who is a listener or staff member in good standing of KPFK who attends the first three meetings of the committee, during which committee membership is established, up to a maximum of one less than the number of LSB members on the committee, will be considered a committee member in good standing and eligible to vote. Until the maximum is reached, non-members of the LSB may also join by attending. Again, I have any three consecutive meetings. So I'm willing to strike consecutive. I think Lawrence is saying any three meetings. And if people, you know, if people want to say any, the
any
first three meetings or any three subsequent meetings without saying consecutive, that's what I'm asking for discussion.
That means that.
Okay, Brett,
yes, I heard you, Fred, and then Paul. So Beth, Janine, Fred, and Paul is what I heard. Anybody?
Bella.
Go ahead, Beth. And, okay.
Thank you, Michael. A couple of issues with this. One, there's a sign-up sheet, I mean a physical sign-up sheet, used to be passed around at the beginning of the year, that wasn't an option this year, so we were all directed to email Janine with our intentions for the year, all LSB members at least, and I did. I'm not sure how many others did, but I understood that she was still waiting to hear back quite some time later. Now, I don't think I ever saw a final copy of that, but my understanding was that as LSB members, if we sign up at the beginning of the year, our membership, our voting membership, our eligibility begins then. And if that's not the case, we need to clarify that. And so along with that, if three consecutive meetings, or if three meetings are a requirement, then I think they should be, let me preface that with this other, that I think continuity in getting committee work done. I'm seeing now, I'm still just, this is my second year, so I've only gone through the transition onto committees once and from one year to the next then once. But I see that here we are 5 months into the year and we still don't have this settled. And in the meantime, there's been a lot of time go by, and some committees had a hard time getting up and running. And I think we need to, whatever we settle on, should favor continuity and make it less difficult, not more so, to establish committee membership early and for it to be functional. I don't think the LSB should have to wait 3 months into the year before you get a fully functional roster of voting members out of committees. I think that that's a quarter of our work year every year, and delays major things. I do think that just saying that any three meetings will do to qualify, I don't think that passes muster, because that leads to people dabbling, you know, just dipping in when they hear that there might be a vote that they might be interested in, or they have an issue, a pet issue they want to bring up at a certain time. I think that's to be discouraged. Not that they can't attend, but I don't think that just because somebody's been there a couple of other times in the year that come November they should have a vote. So to do this justice, I would really have liked more than 2 or 3 days, like my busiest 2 or 3 days this month so far, to review this. And so I'm going to reserve judgment for now. Those are issues that have come up for me. I guess I'd be more inclined to say people sign up at the beginning of the year, and then if they miss three consecutive meetings, then they're back to square one and have to start over. Or something to that effect.
Bella, you're on the stack at the end of the stack, but Beth, please try to wrap up your remarks, because a lot of people want to speak besides you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Have a lot of business.
Yeah. That's enough for now.
Okay, I believe it was Janine, Paul, Fred, and Bella.
Well, about this one item, this is Janine. You know, I do think consecutive meetings are important. I just sort of want to explain what happened this year was you're right, we didn't send around a list for the LSC members to sign up in. It was kind of a little bit of a clumsy ask of LSC members on what committee they would like to be part of. What committees they were part of, and it evolved, if you were to listen to the minutes or listen to the recording, it evolved into them saying that they were interested in various committees. So there was never really, the only way they were officially added is if they emailed me, and I have to be honest, Beth, you were probably the only one who did it. So I think that a lot of times there's people who say they want to be part of committees, but then they don't really mean it. So I think it is important to show 3 consecutive meetings, even for the LSB meetings or LSB members. And the other thing I would say is there's still a lot of things that can get done in those 3 months. It's just that you don't actually have a vote for a chair. I think that what about this, and it's hard for me because I paid a lot of attention to the initial one we had, and I don't know what's changed. But, I still think that everyone in attendance or has been attending, you know, let's say it's the third meeting, they've attended the prior two, they can still vote. You know what I mean? Like, I think we have to find a way of people being able to get business done and vote during those first 3 meetings, even if we don't have a chair or the other officers. Does that make sense? Michael, I'll ask you.
Yeah, I'm typing up a couple of amendments to what I sent around the first time based on what was just said. So in item 5, I added the following. After the sentence that is there, LSB members shall sign up with the secretaries of the committees on which they are interested in serving, but must serve and show up on the committees for the first 3 meetings to maintain their membership. At the first 3 meetings of the year, anyone who has previously served on the same committee or has expressed their intention to join will be eligible to vote.
Hard to hear you, Michael.
I'm sorry, I had to drop the... I was typing and dropped the microphone.
Oh,
so
okay.
To number five, I added the following. LSB members shall sign up with the secretary for the committees on which they are interested in serving, but must serve and show up on the committees for the first three meetings to maintain their membership. At the first three meetings of the year, anyone who has previously served on the same committee or LSB members who have expressed their intention to join will be eligible to vote.
I am on the stack, I guess.
Yeah, but the next person on the stack is actually Paul and then Fred and then you.
Yeah.
Good evening. I was just saying that I don't have the document in front of me, but just listening, it just sounded like you were saying that they would be eligible to vote if they were present for three consecutive meetings. So I think words are important, that in that we need to specifically put in there that they had to be present for three consecutive meetings at a specific committee. So I don't want them to just kind of jumping around. And it's probably implied or inferred, but I think it might also be appropriate to just put it, you know, in there so that there's no wiggle room. Because as Ms. Beth said, a lot of folks just kind of like to jump in when it's a pet, you know, a pet topic or something that's kind of controversial. So that's my two cents. Thank you.
Okay. I add to that the first three meetings of a committee. You want to say the committee? I'll say the committee. Maybe that's clear.
Any one committee?
I think the committee is clear enough. We're talking about membership on each committee, so. Okay, so the rule is slightly different now for LSB members and non-LSB members. Non-LSB members who already were serving on the committee can vote as the new year begins, and LSB members who either served on the committee previously or expressed their intention to join the committee can vote at the first three meetings. Number six, any non-LSB member who is a listener or a staff member of good standing KPFA who attends the first three meetings of a committee during which committee membership is established up to a maximum of one less than the number of LSB members on the committee will be considered a committee member in good standing and eligible to vote. Until the maximum is reached, non-members of the LSB may also join by attending any three consecutive meetings. So at this point, I think we're sticking with consecutive for both of those. I didn't hear any major objections, and I think the desire for continuity on the committee and not dabbling and jumping in and out.
Question, Michael, I just want to point out how that's different.
Go ahead, and then we have to hear from Bella.
Okay.
And Fred. Go ahead, point it out, and then Fred and Bella.
Well, because it used to be that an LSB member had to nominate them for acceptance into the committee. I'm gathering that that's not necessary anymore, which I like,
right.
But I want to be clear.
Yes, that's something I thought should be abandoned from the 2016 policy. I never understood why it was there.
Point of information?
Okay, what's your question?
How would this address the issue of excused absences? How does that work into, I mean, if somebody's actually...
Bella, to the staff?
Yeah, okay, so let's hold your question for a second, Beth, because Fred and Bella both were on the stack previously.
And Ruth after Bella.
Okay, Fred.
Yeah, looking at this, Michael, it's way too complicated. It's complicated or more complicated than the 2017 policies motion. And I don't see the chair election mentioned anywhere in here. There is another policy document from 2007 that I got from Bella about a year ago. And on page 4 of that, supposedly that document was a draft of the KPFK LSB policies passed by the our policies passed by the LSB at in that year, 2007 or 2006. It was actually simpler. And one thing that they mentioned is that they had two requirements for the committee chair for the committee chair. One was that all committee chairs had to be LSB members, and also only LSB members could elect the chair of the committee. Now, the provenance of that policy document from 2007 is unclear. There's no author, and it's listed as a draft, and no date of it being passed by the LSB. But it raises issues. As far as I'm concerned, from practice, I've never seen a problem with the non-LSB members participating in the committee. All these constraints on non-LSB members seems to me to be worrying about things that have never come up in practice. So I would just be willing to let any person that attended the 3 meetings of the LSB could automatically become a member of the committee, and without a problem. I would still keep the requirement that non-LSB members can only vote up to the number of LSB members voting in on motions. But I just don't worry about. As I said, in practice, I haven't seen problems with any problems with the public coming in and participating in committee subcommittee meetings.
Okay, thanks.
So, I just like to mention, I have a problem with item number 10 on this here. It seems to me that you're turning this pro tem officer or pro tem chair position on its head by making it extend beyond any one meeting. In Robert's rules, pro tem chairs only exist for the meeting at which they're elected, and they disappear.
Can you hold off on item 10, because we're going through it item by item.
Okay. Ruth, to the stack about this item.
Yeah, go ahead, Ruth.
I just wanted to ask you.
To the stack.
Bella was on the stack.
Okay, Bella, go ahead of me, and then I'll go after you. Yeah. Fine.
Okay, thank you. I was on the stack.
The stack is Bella, Ruth, Lawrence, and then somebody else asked for the stack. This is still in relation to the discussion of points 5 and 6, I think. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. I feel that the motion is fine as written, and that it was, I sent that to Fred Blair as a referential. It was only a draft, just to show that there were different languages being entertained in the past, nothing formal. What has happened is that at the Finance Committee meeting in April, when we were ready to elect a permanent chair, all of a sudden a 2016 motion that was never adopted by any committee was introduced by Gray, Fred, and Beth. And so
it was introduced by Terry Goodman.
I didn't interview
anything.
I want us to keep that in mind, that we need to clarify that if we do not adopt this current motion being presented in front of us, non-LSB members will continue to get disenfranchised and given the runaround. And as Lauren said, we have to give priority to non-LSB members as supporters of the station to help us through everything that we have to do. So anything to make it congruent, to bring them onto the table, because non-LSB members were being disenfranchised for years, and I was a victim of that, and so was Lawrence. And right now we have this issue to resolve, so let's get on with it.
I have Ruth, Lawrence, and then somebody else asked for a stack that I couldn't hear because of the amount of noise on the line.
Thanks, Michael. I have one question that is just a point of information. So the clock starts running, as I understand it, in January for committee attendance. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just, you know, curious about this.
I think it might be LSB members are seated in December, right? So I think it's actually December.
Yeah, actually, I think they said something about no meetings in December and January. I think that read that somewhere. But anyway, whatever. What I just want to ask this as a point of information. Supposing somebody joins the station, wants to get involved, and attends July, August, and September, just as an example, and wanted to be on a committee, does that mean they have to wait until the following January or February? I just wanted to, you know, ask you about that and whether that should be in there or not. I agree totally with Beth and you that the meetings should be consecutive so people aren't dabbling in and out.
Yeah.
But my question is, you know, what happens if somebody wants to go to three meetings mid-year or something like that?
Yeah, so so both LSB and non-LSB, if it's until the maximum number of members is reached, if you attend any three consecutive meetings, you become a member. So people sometimes join the LSB, somebody leaves the LSB, and they come on the LSB in, you know, March or something. They have the same.
But for non-LSB, that as long as they're less than 12 members, a non-LSB person could try to get on a committee by attending three meetings, even if it were in mid-year.
Yes. The 12 maximum is on the LSB, and then the maximum for the non-LSB members is one less than the number of LSB members.
Right, right. Exactly. Okay, thank you.
There's a separate point later, number 8. All those attending committee meetings and respecting common rules of decorum will have a voice when recognized by the chair, even if not members of the committee. But only members will count towards a quorum and have a vote.
Mr. Chair, I wanted to clarify that. I wanted to clarify something that I did not get to address, please, real quickly. And that is the issue that, like Janine said, that people signed up to attend a committee and they never showed up. And when you don't show up is tantamount to not signing anything. So you may have intentions. We have several people that have signed on to be on this committee, for instance. They have never shown up. So it's about showing up. It's about showing up. Thank you.
Chair, I'm on the stack. Lawrence?
Lawrence, go ahead. Yes, please.
Thank you. So I don't want anybody to be naive here. This was a struggle to get listeners on committee. So I don't know what anybody's talking about that people weren't blocked or people were not allowed on committees. That was the case, and that's why the compromise was the previous motion of 2007 or 2006, I believe, because there was a systematic check on people, listeners that wanted to join committees. So I, you know, and I just want to say that 24 people cannot do all the work of this foundation, or one board, or one other speaker cannot do all the work. We need people. We need listeners on committees in order to get the work done. So I just want to point out how I was systematically blocked, and I was one of the only ones in public comment that were calling for listeners on committees. That was the mantra: listeners on committees. The KPFK LSB blocked people from being on committees, people that they had political differences with. Well, I'm glad that we've come to a point where those differences don't really aren't really highlighted anymore, and that we're doing what I put myself out there for, and others put themselves out there for, to engage in the work of making the station sustainable and making governance more efficient, because LSB members alone cannot do all of this work. So I just wanted to make that point, and because there was a time when listeners were not allowed on committee, and right, so they came up. Hold on, let me finish, please. I'm sorry, Michael, let me finish my point. The fear was that listeners were going to take over committees. That's why they came up with this formula. I just want to put things in context.
Okay, the context is set. I want to move on this item, please. We have a lot of other business. We have to make
That's
the
fine. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Michael, I'm so sorry. I just have one quick question. It talks about, you know, one less than an LSB member. So what happens if there are only three LSB members on a committee that have shown up for that committee? Then what happens? Then there's only two non-listeners that can join?
You want to have a revision? You can do so. That was the current policy.
Okay. All right.
I'm not saying it has to be that way. It's not graven in stone. I'm just saying that's what we have been doing, and I tried to reflect in the motion what the reality was of how we've been functioning, which is that people join, people can participate.
I will say that I think that could be very restricting.
Point of clarification, it's not how many members can be on the committee, how many non-LSB members can vote.
Yeah.
Oh.
There can be more people, there can be more members on the committee, but not only so many can vote.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Beth,
go ahead.
Thank you. We seriously need a rule in place ASAP because the lack of a rule has been putting a real crimp in our style. At the same time, I seriously feel the need for more time to consider this than just 2 days. Before I draft new rules or motions or whatever, I usually try to research best practices and what other people are doing and what works and, you know, that kind of thing, and I haven't had the chance to even begin that. Therefore, I would like to move that we adopt the proposal, that whatever we adopt as a proposal tonight be in place for the duration of this whole month so that we can move ahead with business, and that we revisit the motion next governance committee after people have had more chance to look at these the documents you've sent, the background information, and consider other possibilities that might address these issues. So that's my motion.
I object.
Yeah, I object as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. So,
call the question, Mr. Chair.
Before you call the question, I do have one more question. Okay, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Speaking, and let me finish speaking.
I'm sorry.
These meetings are very difficult to conduct and even more difficult to chair because we're only voices. So people need to wait to speak if someone else is speaking. That's just common courtesy. So hold your horses and hang on. Beth, I think your motion is out of order. The policy can be revisited at any time. It can be changed at any time. But we need to proceed with some policy. So just leave it at that for now. If you want to introduce any amendments or changes, you're always free to do so. And every other member is also free to do so based on their experience.
Janine, to the staff.
Okay. I heard several people who wanted to speak about the I still want to deal with the fundamental aspects of the thing. We were going through it point by point. We were actually only up to point 7. So I'd like to complete the discussion of the rest of it, and if people have other things to change, we can do so. But let's get that business done.
I had something for item 6.
Go ahead.
I just think that it's important to say that it is a monthly, consecutive monthly meeting, because, or that it really does apply to special meetings as well, because, for instance, the finance committee had a special meeting. So when you say 3 consecutive meetings and somebody misses a special meeting because it's on an off day, should they be penalized as not having been to the last 3 consecutive meetings? So I prefer it to be monthly meetings so that it encourages.
Okay, I added the word regular.
I agree.
I added the word regular.
Beth would like to address
regular.
That issue. Beth would like to address that issue. Yes, so if someone attends that special meeting in the midst of, attends one regular meeting, the special meeting, and then another regular meeting, then that special meeting doesn't count as one of their 3 consecutive meetings, even though they've made the effort to get to a special meeting? This is not a theoretical question, Michael.
Well, I have an opinion on that I could share.
And so do I. Yeah.
Okay, so Janine, you want to speak to that? And then
So here's the thing. If somebody attends a special meeting and they're not attending the monthly meetings, then something's up. Right?
Right.
I would rather have the people steering the committee that have been coming to the monthly meetings than somebody who just shows up at a special meeting.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is Beth again, in response to that.
Go ahead.
It's not one independent meeting. It's one of 3 consecutive meetings. So it doesn't count separate from the other 2 consecutive meetings. And I think, especially if someone has already declared her intention and then honors that intention by actually showing up, even for special meetings that are separately agendized, then I think that should be honored. I don't know why exceptions should be made for special meetings. So I would like to include, to me it would seem that less in order to count 3 regular meetings and not count the special meeting. If another board member or a potential member manages to show up for the regular ones but can't be bothered with the special ones, I mean, the special meetings are called for reasons. So I think special meetings should count. All meetings. All officially convened meetings of the committee
should
count
to
for that count of 3.
Bella to
okay.
the staff. Hi, everybody. This is Paulina just joining the call. I just got off the
air. Paulina.
You're so fun. Bella to the staff.
Bella, go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Bella.
No, this has to be a regular meeting. I fully concur with Janine. And for the record, one person here arguing over this issue only showed up to 2 regular meetings, and that was April and May, not before. So that person would not be permitted to vote. So I want to make sure that this language is clear. Regular meetings. Because when we held a special meeting on the 29th of April, for instance, of the Finance Committee, there were 3 individuals that voiced that they had a conflict. And it is understood that all of a sudden you schedule a special meeting and those
three individuals were not able to attend. They cannot be.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bella. I'm going to ask. Excuse me, Janine. Can you just call the roll of the question whether you want to add the word regular between consecutive and meetings?
I object. This is a deliberate effort to exclude me in particular. This is not a theoretical question.
It's not a theoretical question, but excuse me, it's a question that has to be resolved by the body. I'm asking for a vote. I don't want to go back and forth and back and forth endlessly. We have a lot of other business, and I want to get this done. If you've been persuasive in your arguments, then people will vote to leave the word regular out.
So, a yay, Michael, just to confirm, a yay is to...
A yay would add the word regular between consecutive and meetings.
Okay, great. Bella DeSoto.
Yay to add.
Okay, thank you. Fred Blair.
No.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Pass.
Okay, Paul Roberson.
Yay, or yes.
Okay, thank you. Eric C. Jacobson.
Pass.
Okay, thank you. Paulina Vasilyas.
No.
Okay, thank you. Elizabeth Von Gutten.
No.
Okay, thank you. Janine Roan is a yay.
Hi, Janine. This is I've been here in the meeting for over an hour. I've been here trying to get my voice in, but I'm here.
Oh, Rocio. Okay. Are you a yay or a nay?
This is for adding regular. I'm a yay.
Okay, thank you. Going back to the passes, Lawrence Reyes.
I'm abstaining.
Okay, thank you. Eric C. Jacobson.
How about no?
Okay, thank you. So we have four no's and four yeses. Michael?
Chair votes no.
Okay.
Okay, so, moving on.
Can I bring up another? So we're not, this does not affect, you know, when there's a special meeting that's not on the monthly date, sometimes it's difficult for people to make it. So I wouldn't want that to be considered, and this was mostly why I brought it up, I wouldn't want that to be considered an essential meeting in order to be three consecutive meetings. So although it applies towards the person making the special meeting, it does not apply to the people who aren't making the special meeting. And how do we word that? Is that, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes. I'm going to suggest that we add the language exclusive of excused absences. Three consecutive meetings exclusive of excused absences. If somebody has a valid reason for not being there, such as the fact that it's not a regular meeting, not at the regular meeting time, they can ask for excused absence and get one, and it won't break the continuity.
Well, I object to that.
And I object as well. It has to be clear.
I think special meetings...
What are you objecting to?
You are not understanding, Michael. That's the thing. You are not understanding.
I understand perfectly clearly. You want some way in which somebody who misses a special meeting is not excluded from membership on the body.
No.
I'm saying,
no. A special meeting is something that gets agreed upon in the interim, in the middle of a meeting. But those people made a commitment to attend a monthly meeting. If they have a conflict, they should not be penalized because they cannot attend two meetings in a month. That is
I
what
understand that.
Is.
You're not listening to what I said. We left the we left the word regular out.
Because you voted no, that is why.
Yes, but I'm saying if somebody misses a special meeting, they ask for an excused absence for that meeting and not break the continuity.
Right.
But that does not apply to the record.
Chair, point of request for information.
I'm sorry. No. What's your question, Lawrence?
My question is, don't we go to a vote on that? Can we just go to a vote on that instead of getting into these back and forths?
Well,
I'm proposing, I
don't think we're going to call the vote.
I mean, it's trying to resurface the same thing that we just voted no on.
No, it's
and
not.
And I abstained.
No,
and you
not.
Didn't count my abstention, Jenny.
Right.
Yes, it is. If
no,
Michael is proposing a solution, I believe, and we should vote on it.
No, we should have a discussion. You don't understand that. If you think it's the same, you don't understand what I said.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter whether it's the same or different. Speak to whether it satisfies your objection. Your problem with having special meetings was you were afraid that somebody who missed a special meeting would lose their ability to vote. My solution is to say three consecutive meetings exclusive of excused absences. Somebody who
objection.
Cannot make a special... Be quiet! Let me finish! Somebody who cannot make a special meeting, asks for an excused absence, is granted it, and it does not break the continuity of their three meetings.
But those
Michael,
people were not...
Michael, to the stack.
Bella to the stack.
I'm calling the question on that motion. It's a motion to add the word exclusive of excused absences after three consecutive meetings.
You are disqualifying everyone that did not show up at the 4/29 Finance Committee special meeting. You are disqualifying those people.
Chair, point of order.
Excuse me, this is a policy going forward. It has no fucking bearing on what happened on April 29th.
Well, it will, Michael.
Chair, point of order.
My issue, Michael.
Can I say my point of order?
What is your point
of order? I think it's perfectly clear.
My point of order is that people are re-litigating the stuff that they wanted. You provided a solution, which I would consider a motion. Is that a motion that we need to vote on, Chair? Pretty clear to me.
We need, you know, excused absences is another issue coming up.
Janine, please, give it up.
Excuse me.
No,
you're not prevailing.
No.
This is an issue coming up on the agenda.
Excused
this
absences
is an agenda item.
Very vague. And we're, you know, this has gotten
excuse.
Brought up at LSB meetings. Excused absences are thrown around like tissue paper.
Okay. Everybody. I'm sorry.
Like
Janine, stop. You don't have the floor. You are not recognized. Get a grip. We still have to deal with the agenda of the LSB meeting. We have other motions to move through this committee.
Michael, you know what? I'm the one that took the time to write an email about things that mattered to us. And now you're bringing up something that we were supposed to discuss, and we're going to say yes to it before we discuss it as an LSB item. It's not fair.
I agree.
I think it's a good amendment. I think it's clear. I think it addresses the issue I brought up, the question
it,
I brought up before
favors
about
you.
Excuse
that. It favors
so,
you.
I'm
it
sorry.
Favors
I,
you. It favors you, Beth.
Excuse me.
Chair, I think you own the body and apology for using foul language.
Okay, I'm sorry I cursed, but people have to understand that they're not going to get everything they want in this policy. We said that we will adopt the policy. If there are flaws in it, we can revisit it. But we have to have a policy to recommend and move forward. We cannot continue to have committees unable to function because the policy that exists is exclusionary. The purpose of this policy is not to exclude people. It's to include people.
But you just
I
added...
I have an amendment to your suggestion, Michael.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, if somehow we can refer to the excused absence to only apply to special meetings.
That sounds good.
This is Beth to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth, and then we'll get a vote on the amendment to the, or the substitute. I don't know what it is at this point. Make your point, Beth, and then we're moving on.
Thank you. I agree with Janine that we need to revisit the entire issue of excused absences because, as she says, they're thrown around like tissue paper. I don't think that rules out or should rule out what you're proposing here. It is what you're proposing now also addresses the question I brought up before about what about excused absences. So I think that it's a specific application of excused absences. I think we are right to revisit the overall policy regarding excused absences, which is loosey-goosey.
Can we call
on
the question?
On, I'm not done, Bella. When I'm finished, then you can ask for the floor. Specifically, much looser about excused absences than any other board I've ever been part of or seen. So I support revisiting that bigger issue. I think this particular application is entirely appropriate and clear. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to vote on the question of adding the question excused absences for special meetings. Add the words for special meetings. Are there objections to adding for special meetings?
This is Beth. I don't have the wording in front of me, but why stipulate any? I think any convened meeting of the committee should count.
Not in this
and,
case.
Oh, it's
okay.
I'm
taking that as an objection, please.
Don't take that as an objection. It's not an objection.
Call the question,
okay,
please.
If it's not an objection, then it's incorporated. So
we need to
add exclusive.
This is Paulina with a question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Would this amendment somehow impossibilitate or make it impossible for someone to request an excused absence for a legitimate reason for a regular meeting?
Oh, dear.
I'm curious. I mean, I want to understand.
That's why I think we need more time. Not tonight, but to work on all the wording.
Okay, can we call the question, please?
We're moving on to 7. If LSB members or non-LSB members' desires of membership exceed the maximum, selection will be by lot. That means you draw straws or you flip coins. Number 8, all those attending committee meetings and respecting common rules of decorum will have voice when recognized by the chair, even if not members of the committee, but only members will count towards quorum and have a vote. Number 9, membership of the committee will be set at the third meeting, inclusive of all LSB and non-LSB members who have attended all 3 meetings. which will determine the quorum for future meetings, 50% plus one of the total membership, including at least two LSB members. So that was the question that was raised by Ruth at the beginning of the meeting. Do people feel they need to be at least two LSB members at all meetings or not?
Eric, to the stack.
Go ahead, Eric.
What is the thinking with regard to the figure of two LSB members as opposed to a greater number or a lesser number? Could somebody edify?
In the bylaws, at the top of the document in the bylaws, it says any such advisory committee shall include at least two LSB members. That's just the rule of the bylaws. The question here is whether they have to be at every meeting or just be members.
Is anybody ever considered the utility of having more than two, insofar as these committees are subcommittees of the LSB, and we don't, it may or may not be all that productive to have, you know, a 12-member committee with only two LSB members and put up into the LSB recommendations that a large number of LSB members would be able to tell their colleagues, you know, does or doesn't have, a sense of the level of support needed to, you know, to be passed. I'm just throwing it out as an issue. I tend to agree with everyone else who has said that this policy might bear some further thought on all of our part, and with regard to some of these nuances or not so nuanced.
Can we call the question?
Okay, so at least two LSB members says at least. There's no the only maximum is 12. Number 10 is that.
Michael, my point was we could say at least two, but we could say for our purposes at least four, you know, if we wanted to. But we're not debating that. I understand.
No, we're not debating that because the at least two is set in the bylaws.
But that means that we could have a larger number for our purposes. Could we not? As long as it's at least two, we could do four, because we said, well, that would make it better politically insofar as a larger number of LSB members, since it's an advisory body to the LSB, it might be wiser to have, you know, a couple of extra LSB members. It's just a food for thought. We don't have time to discuss it or debate it. That's all. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can we call the question?
I'm sorry, no, because Fred raised early on an objection to point 10. Pro Tem officers will be elected at the committee's first meeting of the year with all LSB members in attendance able to vote. Permanent officers will be elected at the third meeting following a roll call that determines the voting membership and quorum. Are there objections to that?
This is Beth.
Go ahead.
I mean, to the stack, too.
I think that leaves every committee in something of a limbo for the first quarter of the year. And that leads to discontinuity. I think, having watched how things unfold this year, it seems really chaotic and random to me, and it leads to a lot of unresolved contention. I don't know what other organizations do that have so many members and so many committees, but I would like to find out, because what we're doing now doesn't seem functional to me. And we're well into May and still trying to figure this out. And that's close to halfway through the year. And I don't have a clear alternative to propose yet, because I would want to do my research before I put something forward. But I find the way we've been doing it is untenable, and I don't think this resolves that.
Janine,
Mr. Chair, this is Bella to the stack.
Okay, I heard Janine and Bella, and then the chair wants to speak also.
Fred. Paulina was a point of personal privilege.
Okay, what's your point of personal privilege?
Would somebody mind sending me the language that we're working on, please?
Look for an email from Janine at about 4:11 that went to you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Two things I want to mention, Michael. One is this year was very different. First of all, we didn't start the committees until February. And also we had an election in April that went south because of these membership policies. So in theory, we would have resolved our chair in March. And so, you know, to say that it's May, the dysfunction of this year isn't a usual, you know, situation. But I just want to clarify on number 10. What you're saying is that only the LSB members can vote on the pro tem officers, but that all members at the 3 month mark can vote on the permanent chair.
Direct response. I actually changed the language just now because it conflicted with a change you made earlier. So earlier we said that, let me go back.
I have a comment about that because...
And I also, Bella is on the staff.
I feel like if we're going to do that, you know, we have members in the finance committee that have been there for years but if we only had, say, three LSB members that showed up to that first meeting,
you didn't let me finish my statement. Earlier, we changed the rule on the beginning. Let me see where I put it.